The 2016 crime drama Gold is loosely based on the true story of a mid-1990s mining scandal in Indonesia. In this edition of SIU Reviews, film critic Walter Matz takes a closer look at the movie that stars Matthew McConaughey as a modern-day Willie Loman.
During the requiem of Arthur Miller's The Death of a Salesman from 1949, Willie Loman's neighbor delivers an indictment of the loss of the American dream. For a salesman, there's no rock bottom to the life. He don't put a bolt to a nut. He don't tell you the law or give you medicine. He's a man way out there in the blue, riding on a smile and a shoeshine. The beginning of Stephen Gaggin's film Gold invokes this moment. Kenny Wells Jr., played by Matthew McConaughey, stands in his father's office at their struggling mining company. Kenny Wells Sr. looks out the window and dreams of blue sky. It is the last we see of this father. Off-screen, he drops dead of a heart attack. The son spends his life attempting to keep his father's dream alive, to build a mining company to honor his paternal legacy. In a way that wouldn't have seemed possible, Gold argues that Arthur Miller was not being pessimistic enough to indict the failure of the American dream's possibilities by the end of the century. Gold reconstructs the true story of the biggest mining scandal in history. In 1993, Briax inflated its stock price by salting core samples taken on the island of Borneo, falsely leading Canadian investors into thinking the company was sitting on the largest gold mine in history. In a stunning performance of ugliness, McConaughey revels in his balding head and fat beer gut, often standing drunk and naked for us to contemplate his status as a grand loser. At the Indonesian mine at the beginning of the film, Wells contracts malaria and almost dies. When he awakens, sweaty and disgusting from his delusional state, his partner, the geologist Michael Acosta, reports he has found gold and they will split the wealth 50-50. Wells returns home a rich man, guiding his father's company onto the New York Stock Exchange, causing his former penny stock to skyrocket. In his hubris, Kenny loses everything. The leader of a multinational conglomerate modeled on the real-life Freeport-McMoRan pays off the Suharto government and steals Kenny's mine out from under him. In response, Kenny travels to Indonesia and woos the dictator's son, allowing him to reclaim the rights to the mine, squeezing the giant corporation out of any future profits. At this point, Kenny's awarded the most prestigious award in mining, the Golden Pick. In his acceptance speech, Kenny pays homage to his father, but also to Arthur Miller, as he declares the importance of the physical act of mining ore out of the earth with one's bare hands. The moment is bleaker than even Arthur Miller could have conjured. Wells has just gotten into bed with the dictator Suharto, responsible for overthrowing the popular leftist revolutionary leader of Indonesia, Sukarno, in the late 1960s. Kenny has put the making of profit above all else, without one thought for the people of Indonesia, a nation for centuries destroyed by Western imperialism. As the scandal is revealed, Kenny is interviewed by the FBI, who can find no evidence of his complicity with Acosta's fraudulent activity. We see Acosta pushed out of an Indonesian military helicopter after having absconded with $164 million in ill-gotten gains. The FBI sets Wells free. Wells goes home and opens a letter from Acosta, which contains a check from a Gibraltar bank for $82 million, with a note written on a napkin promising Wells half of the profits. The film ends with Wells a rich man. Was he in cahoots with Acosta all along, or was his geologist partner working alone? We're left to wonder, but either way, Wells has become that which his speech disdained, those who profit on the work of others' hands. Unlike Willie Loman, Acosta, and Kenny Sr., Wells ends the film with a life of blue skies ahead of him, having left behind the rainy, malaria-infested island of Borneo. But not one ounce of gold has been produced by these filthy hands. Gold is a film that transcends Arthur Miller. Not only has the American dream been murdered off, it has been ground into dust and left to blow away in the wind. The treasure of the Sierra Madre has become the plunder of our very national soul.
Gold is currently playing at a theater near you. Walter Matz is a professor of film studies in the College of Mass Communication and Media Arts at Southern Illinois University, Carbondale. You can hear more SIU reviews on our webpage, wsiunews.org.